Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to The Froth, a place to let your brain slip into something more comfortable, a spa break for the mind. Are you sitting frothily? Then we'll begin.
I'm comedian husband Rod Gilbert.
I'm comedy writer wife Shan Harris.
That's Rosie, a dog. And this is... The Froth.
This week's podcast was recorded in our basement in London, and our special guest is Barry Castagnola, who joins us remotely.
Be warned, there is some occasional fruity language and content. The headlines this week: You Must Be Dolphin. Woman takes dolphin friendly to the next level. Allegedly. Rod cracks a dolphin in a field joke to a woman called Liz that creates a full 20 seconds of awkwardness. Chicken McNobhead. Man behaves like a right knobhead with some chicken McNuggets, and that man is special guest Barry Castagnola.
I wasn't a knobhead.
You were, you chicken McNobhead. Watch out, beagles about. Dog goes nuts when he sees clip of himself on TV. Fire in the hold. Lloyd Langford gives us the green light to break wind directly into a dolphin's blowhole. Happy nappies. TikTok teens are loving the new Piss Your Pants challenge. And Roger Rabbit. Sean rogers a rabbit.
No, I don't.
All right, he rogers you.
Yeah.
And those were the headlines. Our special guest is Barry Castagnola, coming up in a minute. But first of all, let's get the social media out of the way.
Right, okay. We've had a tweet from Mel Jones asking us to do a little birthday. It's a birthday request for his son, Kai, who's 21 on the 29th of July, which is nice, isn't it?
We're doing birthday shout-outs now, are we?
Yeah. Well, I was thinking more of a song.
Oh, carry on.
Well, why don't you, come on, you have to join in. Penblwydd happy.
No, Daddy. Happy birthday in Welsh. We are not, listen, this, let me just put a marker down. We are not on a pre-recorded
there
podcast.
There are no rules.
On a radio show, a live radio show, people write in and go, hey, can I get a shout out for my birthday? Fine, on a live radio show.
Right.
But when you're doing a pre-recorded podcast, I'm not sitting here just
happy
doing birthday shout outs.
Happy birthday.
Happy congratulations to Stan and Vera, who've been married for 40 years on Saturday. I couldn't give a shit. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Kai. Hope you have a lovely day. Yeah. I'm really sorry about Rod.
Yeah.
Yeah, imagine having to live with him.
I agree with all of that.
Okay, we've had a tweet from Andrew Thomas.
Right.
I was on rugby tour in
Whitley Bay. Yeah.
So drunk, on the way back to the hotel, I fell into a taxi with a kebab.
Right, he's got in a taxi. Good.
Right, he's got into a taxi.
Good.
Driver pulled the handbrake.
Right.
And it rolled down the hill, but he charged me £4.60.
Right.
I only know this as my mate apparently was talking to me out the window as he walked to the hotel. But
right,
we arrived at the same time.
Yeah, okay, that's good. I like that.
That is funny.
I like that.
£4.60.
So he's got drunk, he's got in a cab with a kebab. Yep. His mate stayed on the pavement.
Yeah.
Driver's taken the handbrake off, just rolled it down the hill as his mate walked alongside.
That
stopped
must have
outside.
Looked really funny.
Yeah, that's good. I like that. Got picked, and he got charged £4.60.
£4.60.
Done up like a kipper.
is quite steep.
That's a great story from up north, that is. Fog of the Tines, all mine, all mine. Fog of the...
What? Very quick, the cab story. So the guy was right. I was in Thailand once. I was doing gigs out there, and I got a cab back.
Is this your friend again?
And I'd had a few... No, this is me. I had a few drinks, and I'm driving along, and I saw a McDonald's, and I said to the cab driver, he didn't speak English, I'm going, can you please stop? And he's shouting at me, he's talking really loud. I'm going, no, here, McDonald's, please stop. He finally pulls over after, and he's arguing with me constantly. And I'm going, I was so hungry, I thought, right, I've got to go in there. There's a big queue, I kept making sure he's still there. I said, what do you want, right? And he's talking to me in Thai, I couldn't understand. I went, chicken nuggets. I thought, I'll go chicken nuggets, that's a safe bet. So I went in, and I kept going back out to
for a Thai man.
I just thought chicken nuggets is safe. And I said, and I kept going, wait there. It took ages. I finally get back in the cab, and my hotel was next door to McDonald's. They've been trying to tell me the whole time.
What we all want to know is, did he have the chicken nuggets?
Well, I left them with him, I presume he did.
So we don't know, we'll never know. Okay, and that's already 100 times better than that bloke's story. Still, you're a professional, Barry. That's why you get paid the big bucks. Do you want the dolphin story? Now, I haven't read this story. I'll level with you.
Clearly.
but the headline in the newspaper was, woman admits she had sex with a dolphin as part of NASA-funded scientific study.
How much money was it?
I don't know, it doesn't say.
Hang on, as part of?
Hang on a minute, I'll read the story to you. Margaret Howe Lovett? Is this a joke?
Sounds like a dolphin lover.
Is that an anagram of how to love a dolphin?
How do you love it?
I think I've seen this story. Well, it must be this story because it involved NASA and a dolphin. I doubt there's another
one. Yeah, I think I have as well. Let me run you through it, see if it rings a bell.
Go on, yeah.
Margaret Howe Lovett had loved animals since she was a little girl. One of her first memories is being given a book about a talking cat by her mother when she was just a child. I mean, it always ends up shagging a dolphin, doesn't it? As soon as it's only one step, isn't it, really?
It's a slippery slope.
It's one step from a dog about a talking cat to having it off with a dolphin. It sparked a lifelong fascination with animals and how they communicate and led to her becoming a key part of a NASA-funded experiment in the 1960s.
It would have been the 60s, wouldn't it? It would have been. Even NASA in the 60s were like, yeah.
It goes on. Margaret explained. Now, what do you think Margaret's going to explain here? Because I would say that the main news here is that she's added off with the dolphin. That's the main thing that we need some explaining. Margaret explained...
What the cat book is about?
Exactly.
Really?
Margaret explained it was a story about a cat. Margaret explained it was a story about a cat who could talk and understand humans. And it just stuck with me. Unlike most children... Margaret ended up shagging a dolphin. No, don't say that. Unlike most children, Margaret didn't grow out of dreaming about one day communicating with animals. I mean, don't get me wrong, I like a chat with Rosie.
You can communicate with them. You don't have to make love to them.
No. Just tickle them behind the ear. Cool. Pat them on the head.
I mean, that's taking it too far.
Her dreams came true at Christmas in 1963 when she was living in the Caribbean island of St. Thomas. Margaret's brother-in-law mentioned there was a secret lab at one end of the island. This is like something out of
James Bond film.
Or a Famous Five or something, isn't it? Well, I mean, it gets a bit fruity, but... Unable to resist, Margaret, who was just 20, had to drive out there to have a look, and she was greeted by Gregory Bateson.
Who's that?
Don't know. Oh, he was the director of the lab.
I thought you were going to say he was a dolphin.
If I had a pet dolphin, I'd call it Gregory.
Definitely.
He was the director of the lab and was instantly impressed by the young woman who had marched up to him and told him she wanted to be involved and would do anything she could to help.
What?
It all sounds a bit dodgy.
Yeah.
It sounds... he allowed Margaret to observe the dolphins and write down everything she observed, despite having no scientific training. Hang on, a minute ago, it was a top-secret lab. Gregory Bateson's gone up. He's gone, hey, you can't come in here. This is a top secret lab. And she goes, oh, come on. He goes, all right, then.
You can come and draw the dolphins if you want.
Have you got any scientific training? No, come on in.
You got a pen though, right?
Hey, Margaret remembers vividly what she saw the first time she observed the three dolphins.
What?
Well, I'm going to say. She explained, Peter, Pamela and Sissy. Sissy was the biggest, pushy, loud. She sort of ran the show. Pamela was very shy and fearful, and Peter was a young guy.
Oi! I can see where this is going.
He was sexually coming of age and a bit naughty.
on the cover, is there a picture of a topless woman with a dolphin? Is this a book?
I haven't got the cover. Look, there's a picture of her.
All right, OK.
There's a picture of her, sort of in a clinch, I'd call it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
A romantic clinch with her. Well, he's on top of her and she's
fully dressed.
I don't think you can say it's romantic, mate. I think you're reading a story and
well, it's black and white.
That.
Black and white doesn't mean...
She's got a big smile on her face and look at his blowhole. Funded by NASA, the scheme was to determine whether or not the dolphins could be trained to understand and speak English.
English?
I still want to know how she ends up shagging him. But scientists were determined to get a closer look at the creatures and came up with a bizarre plan to watch them in everyday life. They, along with Margaret's help, transformed an ordinary home... What? Oh, into a domestic dolphinarium by flooding it with knee-deep water.
What?
That's not a dolphinarium, knee-deep water.
What? That's not deep enough.
That's insane. Dolphin... That's like me saying I've turned our back garden into an elephantarium. An elephant ranch, or whatever you call it, just by putting a bush out there.
Knee-deep
water. And where are you going with that dolphin? I've got a dolphinarium at home, really? Yeah. I filled the bath up. It's right up to the overflow.
It's right up to my knee.
To be fair, we don't know how tall she is.
5'4".
Oh, yeah, that's
what it shower. Says, does it?
Huh?
It says that.
Yeah. Well, you can see by looking at her there.
Look. What, she's standing next to a tape measure?
No, but she's standing next to a table, which I know is about 3 feet. Anyway, this meant those working on the project could live with the animals and observe them 24 hours a day.
Well, what were they doing then? Just walking around with no shoes and socks on?
And as Margaret spent more time with the majestic creatures, she formed ever closer bonds with them, especially Peter. This is reading like a Mills and Boone.
That's what I was saying. What's on the cover?
She explained, Peter liked to be with me. He would rub himself on my knee.
Please research the story.
You'd have to get out of the water to do that, obviously.
They can jump. I've seen them go through hoops.
He'd rub himself on my knee, my foot, or my hand. This is how it starts. This is how it starts.
This is how you flirt.
And I allowed that.
Yeah, but it's still not her fault.
Oh, not yet.
You getting all wound up, Kenneth?
The question is, did she do it on porpoise?
Oh! Barrow!
We'll cut that out. I wasn't uncomfortable, says Margaret.
What?
Yeah. As long as it wasn't too rough.
What?
Hang on.
In the beginning, I would put him on the elevator. Oh, I see, they've got a thing that lifts him out of the water. It's hardly worth
Why?
It. It's only knee-high. Peter was right there. He knew that I was right there. Margaret claims this became a regular part of her studies as she tried to teach Peter to speak English.
Studies in inverted commas.
She tried to teach Peter to speak English.
Flipping out. But like...
Does it say how she got on with that?
It does, actually. He's reading at the moment. He's reading some early Peter and Jane.
He wrote the article.
She added, at first it was sexual on his part, it wasn't on mine. Sensuous, perhaps. It would just become part of what was going on, like an itch. Just to get rid of that itch, we'll scratch it and we'll be done and move on.
Hang on. What I'm getting from this, I didn't see this.
I don't know what you're getting from this.
I know what Rod is.
I can see what you're getting.
I think that's a misleading clickbaity headline. I think that the dolphin...
Oh, clickbait? Is that another one of your puns? Hey, that's in the quiz coming up in a minute. Dolphin quiz.
I'm a bit nervous about dolphin quiz. I don't know.
Don't be nervous.
I am.
Yeah. It's only a bit of fun, Barry.
All right. I'll just imagine dolphins naked. That should take the nerves off.
Maybe you need to make yourself more comfortable and come back in a couple of minutes. Get rid of some of the tension.
What? No, I think I'm all right.
Just to let listeners know, dolphin quiz or any quiz that I launch is just a bit of fun. Don't put the pressure on yourself. Don't feel pressured. No.
Have you not finished yet?
No.
Can you get to the bit where she actually has sex with it, or does she not?
This Barry needs to wind this in.
Okay, the lab had been... I don't know where it goes, this story. I haven't read it. The lab had been created by American neuroscientist Dr. John Lilly, who had been studying large-brained marine mammals for years. He hoped his experiment on the Caribbean island would enable the dolphins to make human-like sounds through their blowholes and enable them to communicate with humans. Dr. Lilly secured NASA's financial backing as he felt it would enable the understanding of other intelligent life forms who use a different form of communication. However, what had started... Ah, it's all about aliens, isn't it? However, what had started
what
as an... Of course it is, NASA. Isn't it? They're trying to talk to other intelligent life forms who use a different form of communication.
Yeah, but do they try and have sex with aliens when they're trying to talk to them?
You would need to think about that, definitely.
Are you saying that NASA are training dolphins to speak English in case aliens might speak dolphin and dolphins can translate?
No.
Is that what's going on?
No, you've put that a little bit in. I'm saying that NASA is all about understanding other intelligent life forms use a different form of communication, and they're using dolphins as a kind of... they haven't got another intelligent life form with a different means of communication other than dolphins, so that's what they're using.
If you were trying to teach English by having sex with something... Surely no, the vocabulary...
I think
would be quite limited, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I don't think the sex is part of the curriculum.
That's...
Hey, I'm just Googling it. I've got... This is from The Guardian. It says...
Did you Google woman has sex with dolphin?
You should never do that.
I Googled the woman's name and then and then dolphin sex.
Right.
I'll delete it later, don't worry. It says, innocent as they were, I've skipped down a lot, innocent as they were, Lovett's sexual encounters with Peter, that's the dolphin, if you remember, would ultimately overshadow the whole experiment when a story... Calm down, Rosie.
Rosie's joining in.
Calm down, Rosie. When a story about them appeared in Hustler magazine in the late 1970s. I'd never even heard of Hustler. Rosie, I'm reading this out. Just calm down. I'd never even heard of Hustler, says Lovett. I think there were two magazine stores on the island at the time. I went to one and looked, and I found this story with my name and Peter and a drawing.
A drawing.
That's all it says, and a drawing. Close inverted commas. Lovett bought up all the copies of Hustler she could find, but the story was out there and continues to circulate to this day. It certainly does. It's a bit uncomfortable, she acknowledges. The worst experiment in the world, I've read somewhere, was me and Peter. That's fine. I don't mind. But that was not the point of it, nor the result of it. So I just ignore it. Oh.
What magazine? What kind of magazine is Hustler?
It's just mainly dolphins and shagging and stuff.
All right, okay. So it's just dolphins and shagging.
It's not normally that dolphin heavy, I don't think.
It's like but why has it got drawings in?
So it's like a Playboy.
I don't know what Hustler is. I can't really remember. I don't think so. Isn't it like...
Isn't it
lifestyle-y sort? It's not a porn mag, is it?
I thought it was. Isn't Hustler...
No, you're thinking of Knave or Razzle or Reader's Wives.
I'm thinking of none of those.
Or Clunge. No, you're thinking of...
No, what's,
Jugs.
What's the one Larry
Jugs
Flint?
Jugs you're thinking of.
The People versus Larry Flint. Wasn't that Hustler?
Knave.
Knave.
You've never heard of Knave?
What's that?
No.
You haven't lived. Or you haven't lived near a hedge. We grew up in the countryside. We had a lot. It was like a top shelf, our hedge was. You could pick which ones you wanted and put them back.
There was even Yop in there.
In our hedge, at the bottom shelf, you had cartoons and children's books.
We found some
tabloids on the grass.
We found some playing cards once.
Tabloids laid out on the grass, and the car magazines were about halfway up.
It was awful, wasn't it? Because you'd find stuff and then just put it back. for the next
that
person
was the whole point of the hedge. You had to put
enjoy
it back.
It was like a library.
There was even a little guy standing by the side of the hedge selling sweets.
They weren't sweets.
Get a quarter of bonbon.
Quarter of sherbet lemons, please, and a razzle. So it looks like she has not had full penetrative sex with Peter.
But if it is a porn mag, she'd have had to go into a shop and looked at the top shelf, which is usually a bit covered up.
Yeah, look, I think she must have. She
and
got
then
wind.
Flicked through for.
I thought that,
she's got
yeah.
wind as well.
No, she hasn't got wind.
What?
Look, she got wind. She went to the shop for some Rennie or some Gaviscon on the island. As
finally,
you
this makes sense.
Yeah, and then she was walking past to the till to get her Gaviscon or Rennie because she's
and
got
she
wind.
And she saw a
looks
sketch.
Looks up, sees a picture of herself on the front cover of a porn mag.
Right, of a dolphin.
Of her and Peter.
Right. This sounds like a COVID dream.
The point is, right. I just want to be clear with people that she says that wasn't the point of it, nor the result of it. So she just ignores it. So she didn't have sex with the dolphin. Just to clear that up.
Okay.
She didn't have sex with the dolphin. She says, I think for him it was sexual.
So
for
he
me,
was
it wasn't.
He like my rabbit used to have sex with my hand.
Well, no, what?
Hang on a minute. Hang on a minute. Let's change the headline. Hang on a minute.
My rabbit is the...
New headline.
Put a coffee on.
Sean shags rabbit.
No, I didn't shag a rabbit. The rabbit shagged my hand.
Yeah, it's got. It sounds like a song now. Yeah. How did the rabbit shag your hand? Did you make a hole with it? Did you make a hole with your hand?
No, I'd be cleaning the rabbit hatch out with a rubber glove on, and then he would...
It's the rubber glove that did it.
He'd climb aboard.
He'd get on board?
Yeah. Yeah, I've only just remembered this. It's quite dramatic.
At least you wore protection.
Yeah, I rubbered up, Baz. Well done. Yeah, horrible.
What happened?
He just used to like...
Can you talk about it? Or was it too painful?
I've literally just remembered it. It's quite weird. I was really young, so I can't really, you know. I was like, well, 10, 11.
How old is the rabbit? Not that it makes a difference. It's wrong at any age. Interspecies stuff like this is always wrong. How old is he?
2.
God alive.
Yeah, but you know what rabbits are like.
I do know what rabbits are like.
No, they're known for it.
Yeah, they are known for it. Yeah. What would he do?
Just get on board.
What do you mean on board? You're not a bus conductor. What are you talking about?
The main two things rabbits are known for is having lots of sex and running away from farmers to not to be in their pie.
No. Carrots.
Oh, yeah, carrots as well.
Yeah, they do like a carrot. Yeah.
Mine had a snooker cue in...
What? Are you sure this wasn't someone in a rabbit costume?
Sure, Chan, are you sure this wasn't, like, a male boyfriend?
No. Well, he played snooker as well now.
We put an old snooker cue in his run for him to jump over. He used to run around... He used to jump up and down, jump over a snooker cue.
Right.
As a game. Yeah.
I mean... Chaz and Dave, just to link it together, Chaz and Dave did
rabbit.
Snooker Loopy and Rabbit. There's a link there.
Thank God we got a way out of that conversation. That's the perfect way out. Saying that, I had a guinea pig who played darts. Oh. Now. Can we just say, everybody listening, that abuse of any animal is utterly unacceptable. And we will not tolerate it.
No.
Having said that, if you've got any stories, send them in.
As long as they've got a slightly humorous angle to them.
And a punchline.
Now then, dolphin quiz.
Whoa.
We need a jingle for this. Oh, actually.
How do you come up with them?
I honestly need some more, mate. It's really limited. Right. Question one. This is Barry versus Sean.
Okay.
This is... give me a pen and paper. I've got one. Here it is. Right. Question one. They always start easy, my quizzes, just to get us in so everybody gets on the board.
Can I ask just quickly, the format of this quiz, do we get asked... Do we buzz in or do we get asked a question each?
Buzz in.
Okay.
I can see you both. So just go buzz.
Okay.
Question one. Flipper... The old American TV series from the 60s or whatever it was, 70s, I can't remember. Flipper was a what?
Dolphin.
Sean?
Dolphin?
Is the right answer.
Friend.
No. One point. We always start easy on this quiz. That was the clue. 1 point to Sean. Come on, Barry, you're playing catch up.
Right.
Question two. Dolphins range in size, but what would that range be if they were pieces of furniture? Aha.
Oh. Bzzz.
Barry.
From a chair.
What kind of chair?
Like a Chesterfield armchair.
What? What? What?
How high? In height?
I panicked. I thought I'd get away with just armchair. Up to a wardrobe.
Oh, no. Way off. Sean.
Hang on. I meant a wardrobe on its side.
A tray, way off. Like a box of milk tray.
And furniture.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
A drawer.
Oh, what?
No.
Bigger than that, you're too small.
A dining table, dining room table.
I will give you that. That's the smallest dolphin you can get, which is called a Maui dolphin.
Do I need to give you the big...
Yeah, now you've got to get the biggest one for 2 points. You've got 1 point there.
Three, like a corner sofa.
No, you're way off. It's massive.
The biggest, and it's a piece of furniture. Okay, and it's not a wardrobe. A chest of drawers.
The biggest dolphin you can get is the size of a chest of drawers, you think?
I meant a big chest of drawers, obviously.
Well, you are so wrong. Let me just tell you this. The biggest dolphin is actually a killer whale, because it's the same family. The killer whale.
Oh, that's a trick question. That's a trick question.
It's not a trick question. And I've put, it is the size of...
Name a bit of furniture that is the size of a killer whale.
Okay, I've got it here. Roughly a table for 40 people at a wedding.
Well, that's not furniture.
It is. A table to seat 40 people at a wedding.
Nah, that's not furniture. That's emergency.
I wrote the quiz, okay.
That's emergency measures for events.
Right.
And depending on the wedding budget, that's either a load of trestle tables put together
exactly,
or something nice.
Exactly, Barry. That's a load
I'd have accepted that.
Trestle tables covered in one massive sheet.
I'd have accepted that.
One of those disposable white sheets that just folds up after and
I'd have accepted
away.
That.
And that you can write on if you work in a restaurant.
I would have accepted that. Why won't you find a dolphin on a feminist march?
Because they've got no legs.
Apart from that.
Because
they're like shaggers.
No, because they're inherently matriarchal, so they don't feel the need.
Well... Pretty close, Barry. Do you know once they have kids, females bear almost all the responsibility for raising them?
Yeah, of course.
Isn't that interesting?
Well, they're really intelligent.
Why should you always knock before walking in on a dolphin?
In case he's shagging that woman.
Well, actually, you should never walk in, especially on a teenage dolphin. Why is that?
Because they're listening to rock.
Oh, I reckon they masturbate.
They do.
No.
They do. Yeah.
What, only the males?
No, both.
Both?
And they do it to each other. They literally flip us all over each other. It's true.
Really?
They use the flippers to, you know, sexually arouse themselves and their fellow dolphins. Not many animals do that.
Which other animals do it?
I don't know. It's not in the quiz. So, I can't remember the scores. So, given that I can't remember the scores, let's have a tiebreaker.
Woo!
A tiebreaker.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
So I will give you one question each.
Okay. Yeah.
And winner takes all. I'm writing that down. I've written winner takes all down.
Okay. What happens if neither of us? Well, we just keep going until we get one right. What happens?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do we just keep on going?
Oh, God, no.
Yeah.
I'm going to... Oh, don't forget... Right, I know what we'll do.
Stop writing things down.
I know, because I'm working things out as we go along. This is the format that we're working out as we go along. We've never done this before. It's a tiebreaker. Winner takes all. To ensure that we get some kind of response, you can...
Yeah.
Phone a friend.
OK, can I phone one now?
Yeah, I'd wait for the question first, probably.
Can I just phone a friend, though? I'm feeling a bit
lonely. Oh, yeah, you can just phone a friend independently of the quiz, if you want.
The only person I've spoken to today, apart from you, Barry, is Rod. And it has been like that every day, pretty much. And it's driving me mental.
Yeah. I love the fact you asked to phone a friend before you...
Can I just phone anyone else?
Who wants to be a millionaire and use up all your life funds on £100?
If you want to phone a friend before getting the question, that is up to you. But you will have lost your only lifeline.
What? Yeah, but what, my only lifeline in the dolphin quiz?
Yes.
OK.
You only get phone a friend. We're not doing any of the other thing. Otherwise, we'd be too similar to Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. I don't want to be...
If I phone a friend, then my morale will go up, which means I won't mind.
Well, phone a friend then.
OK, I'm doing it.
Who are you ringing?
Lloyd.
Lloyd's in Australia.
Hello, how's it going? How are you?
I'm OK. It's very late here, though.
Oh, sorry, love. What time is it there?
Lloyd?
2 a.m.
Oh, mate, sorry.
Lloyd, are you in Australia?
Yes, I'm in Australia.
Where?
Melbourne.
We're in the middle of a dolphin quiz.
Obviously.
For the podcast. Now, I said to Sian and Barry that they had the option to phone a friend. Sian has taken the option to phone a friend before hearing the question.
I just wanted to hear your voice, Lloyd.
So she's picked me, but she didn't know the topic was going to be dolphins.
Yeah. No. She knows the topic is dolphins, but I said you can phone a friend if you want. I was just about to read the question, but Sian rang you before hearing the question. So you've got 30 seconds. Your time starts now. But you don't know what the question is yet, Sian. Unfortunately, yeah. She's blown it.
No. No, the reason I phoned you, Lloyd, was for morale, really.
I think you can do it, and they're mammals, not fish.
Thanks, Lloyd. That's all I need to know. Right, come on.
You're a motivational speaker, Lloyd.
You might as well use your time up and ask him a bit more about dolphins in case he gets it right.
Lloyd is my lucky charm.
Go on. Ask him some questions about dolphins. Well, I'm going to ask you a question.
You're the quiz master.
And we're out of time.
What?
Enjoy Australia, Lloyd.
Thanks, Lloyd.
Is that it?
Well, ask the question.
You're out of time.
What time?
You phoned a friend before hearing the fucking question. Who does that?
Mate, I'm 9 hours ahead.
What? I'm not talking to you, Lloyd. I'm talking to Sian. She's Lloyd. The idiot here, not you.
Lloyd. He's 9 hours ahead.
Yes.
Don't explain you being confused, Lloyd. That's fair enough.
Ask Lloyd the question.
Oh, all right.
Don't talk to me about time.
OK, Lloyd, the next voice you hear will be mine. Oh, the one you're hearing now is mine. Just to avoid confusion, both voices are mine. This one and this one.
OK.
Right. Is it OK?
Oh, no.
What?
Well, this suggests it's a rhetorical question.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
Why would I be asking Lloyd a rhetorical question on phone a friend?
Because you're that kind of guy.
Is it okay to break wind near a dolphin, Lloyd? You've got 30 seconds to help Sian out. Your time starts now.
I mean, I can't see why it would be a problem.
Exactly.
Unless it got sucked into one of their blowholes or something.
Yeah.
Why would you get sucked into a blowhole from breaking wind?
No, the wind would.
No, the actual fart.
What?
It's 2 a.m. in Australia, right? Lloyd's very tired.
What, so you fart near a dolphin and the dolphin sucks you into his blowhole?
No, it sucks the fart into his blowhole.
Oh!
It's impolite.
Why would it do that?
If you farted near the blowhole and it was trying to breathe.
Oh! No, the question isn't, can you fart directly into a dolphin's blowhole?
That's a better question, though.
All right. Can you fart directly into a dolphin's blowhole? First, ethically, and B, physically. Is it OK?
It would be very difficult. It would be difficult.
Well, morally or physically?
Physically.
Both, I think, because you'd have to be... I mean, you could be riding the dolphin and then sort of scooch forward.
Why is it OK, Lloyd, to fart near a dolphin? Think about it. Not into his blowhole.
Oh, maybe because, you know, they communicate via clicks and whistles.
What? So we can't dob you in? What are you saying?
Maybe a fart sounds a lot like a hello to a dolphin.
This is a really simple question.
So you go, and he goes.
This is a really straightforward question about why it is okay to fart near dolphins.
I know what you mean, though, but like that's a really good point. Some people, you know, when you let one go, sometimes it's more of a... isn't it? It is. It can be.
It can be a click.
Nobody has ever farted and summoned a dolphin.
It can be. If you were in very tight leather trousers...
Nobody has ever been walking along the marina on a moonlit night, dropped a fart, and then a dolphin stuck his head out of the water and go, you what, mate?
How do you know? Oh,
sorry, I'm sorry. Sorry, I wasn't talking to you.
Sorry, I've just had the prawns.
I'm talking about... They haven't got a sense of smell. It's such an obvious answer. You can fart near a dolphin because they can't smell anything, Lloyd.
Yeah, but they can hear stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
They're not stupid. They know if you're farting.
All right, well, the question's a bad one. I'm sorry. Go back to bed.
Sorry, Lloyd. Good night.
Thanks, Lloyd. Right, OK, Barry... it's time for your tiebreaker question. You can phone a friend if you wish. You do not have to.
I'd like to hear the question first on this one.
Okay, well, I haven't got it yet. Let's have a look. Why should you never cast a dolphin in a pantomime?
They don't like Linda Lusardi.
No.
Why should you never cast a dolphin in a pantomime?
That's the question.
Yeah.
You can win Dolphin Quiz if you get this right.
When do I have to tell you if I want to phone a... I'm going to phone a friend. I don't know for definite.
OK, we'll phone a friend then. Who are you going to ring? Sian has rung somebody we haven't spoken to for a year and 2 o'clock in the morning in Australia before the question was even asked. But so you're definitely doing this the right way, Barry, to hear the question first.
It's very sensible, Ben.
You don't know her. It doesn't matter who it is. You don't know her. So.
Well, maybe we do.
Maybe we do know her.
Is she Welsh?
Because we know everyone Welsh.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
What do you mean you're not sure?
What do you mean?
I'm not sure if she's...
you'd know if she was Welsh, Baz.
Yeah, I don't think she's
Who is
Welsh,
this
no.
friend?
Oh, just a friend of mine who I thought might know. Let me... can I call him?
Yes.
Okay, hang on.
It's ringing.
Oh, hello there. Is that Marine Connection?
Yes, it's Liz Sandeman here from Marine Connection.
Oh, great. Thanks for it. We're recording a podcast with Rod Gilbert and Sian Harris, and there's a phone a friend option in a quiz about dolphins. And obviously, because we go back such a long way, I thought maybe you might be the right person to speak to regarding dolphins. Are you a dolphin expert?
Well, I don't really know if I class myself as a dolphin expert, but I have worked in the field for around about 20, 25 years now. But there's always new things to learn.
Right.
Well,
right.
I think the first mistake is you're in a field.
Rod says the first mistake is that you're in a field.
Dolphins.
Sorry?
Rod says the first mistake is you're in a field.
I'm in a field.
Yeah, he said with dolphins. Dolphins should be in the water. So the
alright, okay.
So 20-25 years. Okay, I'll put you onto Rod in a sec. Let me just ask this question to see if I can win this quiz. The question was, you should never cast a dolphin in a pantomime, and it's to do with something to do with it physically to do with dolphins. You should never cast a dolphin in a pantomime, and I'm not sure why that would be. Have you got any ideas?
It's probably because it can't really look behind you.
Oh! Oh, that could be it. Hang on a minute. I'm bringing them in now, and I've got them. We're on a video link up. Can you hear me, guys? Okay.
Yeah. I can hear you.
Okay, so Liz, this is Liz. Do you want to say hello to Rod and Sian, Liz?
Hello, Liz. What is Marine Connection, if you don't mind me asking?
No, not at all. Marine Connection is a UK-based charity that I co-founded over 20, 25 years ago. I was involved in successfully campaigning to close down the last dolphinariums in the UK, and I'm very proud to say that the UK has no captive whales and dolphins anymore due to some great campaigners in the very late 80s.
Congratulations, you've just won, Barry, 2 points in Dolphin Quiz.
Well, that's fantastic. I'm delighted, Barry.
Thank you so much for your help.
Thank you.
And it sounds like you're doing some great work there at Marine Connection.
It does.
Yeah, we're doing fantastic work. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Liz.
Thanks, Liz.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Nice to talk to you. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes, I've won that. okay,
I tell you what. I mean, I must congratulate you, Barry. And I think your strategy on Phone a Friend was definitely better than Sian's. You rang somebody who knows nothing about dolphins before you'd heard the question. Barry rang...
Yeah, but it was nice to hear from Lloyd.
..a dolphin expert.
It was nice to hear from Lloyd.
But here's the amazing thing.
I thought it was a character at first. I thought you'd rung a friend who was pretending to be somebody called Liz at Marine Connection. I didn't realise it was a real... I caught on quite early that it was a real person when they were so serious about their work.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I was sneakily when you said there was a phone a friend option, and when you were talking to Lloyd, I was sneakily googling dolphin.
I could see
experts.
You doing something. I could see you but, doing something. Do you know what though?
What?
Do you want the results of the quiz?
I win.
And you probably know one by now.
Well, I won, didn't I? It was some sort of tiebreaker,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
We forgot all the first answers because we couldn't. Nobody knew what the score was. So Barry wins 2 points.
Why does Barry
to
win?
Nil. Because, have you not just been here for the last 10 minutes?
Yeah, but Lloyd got it right too.
Lloyd didn't get anything right.
Yes, he did.
We asked Lloyd, is it okay to break wind near a dolphin?
Yeah.
He started talking about farting directly into its blowhole.
Yeah, it's not fair that Barry gets to phone an expert.
As far as I'm concerned, Barry used his initiative and you are thick as shit. Let's do a froth of the week.
Come on then.
Now then, I've got three stories here. Your job, as always, is to determine which is the frothiest of the three. Here's story one. Dog sees himself on the news.
Right.
I like that already.
That's it.
Right. Yeah,
that's the first one. Dog sees himself on the news.
Yeah.
And reacts to it. And is like, what?
Right.
What am I doing on the news? Or something like that. This dog, Angela Labatt, I don't know who she is, the person whose dog it is. Angela Labatt's dog has once again gone viral. What? After she captured his reaction to seeing himself on TV. Bron the Labradoodle should be starting to get used to fame after an adorable video of him playing with a baby melted hearts around the world. But it seems the super cute pup is bowled over by all the attention he's getting.
I mean,
can you see that, Baz?
It's a picture. He's got a big flat screen TV up on the wall, and then the dog is leapt, must be 3 feet in the air to look at himself on the news.
Yeah, about to say, it sounds like she's milking it a bit here, but I've seen the picture now, and that is quite impressive.
So there he is. He's on the big screen. He's on the screen, and then he's in front of the big screen, leaping up into the air, going, look, and he's virtually pointing at himself, going, look, it's me on TV.
Rosie would know that, would she?
I don't think he knows that.
No.
I don't think a dog can recognise himself on television.
You know when you hold a dog up to a mirror and they don't look at it, they don't register that they're in the mirror?
All I can say is I once saw myself in the background on Match of the Day, and I was so excited, I jumped up as high as
did you recognise yourself?
Did I what?
Did you?
It was
so
amazing.
You did recognise yourself.
I was so excited.
It's so exciting.
I was in the Wales versus France, 10-9, 1988, was it 1989 possibly, in the Six Nations on TV.
Were
on
you?
My own, sitting down in the stadium.
What were you doing on your own, sitting down?
Well, there was other people in the crowd. It was like 80,000 people, but I was on my own.
How could you tell? Well,
how could I tell I was on my own?
No, you know what I mean.
Well, I turned to the person next to me. I said, do you know me? And he went, no. And I turned to the person next to me. I said, did I come with you? And they went, no.
Why?
And then I asked sort of 200 or 300 people in the adjacent seats and stuff. Right? And then I came to, at the end, I said, I must be on my own.
I bunked off school once and I went to a baseball game. Someone hit a home run and I caught it. It was on the TV and my headmaster almost... No, that was Ferris Bueller's
no.
Day Off. That was Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I was getting confused.
Oh, Barry, I was
with my
really
life
into
Ferris
that.
Bueller's
Barry.
I was going, hang on, Baz.
Were you telling that story, waiting for us to go, well, that's Ferris Bueller's Day? How long?
I wouldn't have noticed.
You'd have had to go on for ages before I'd realised. You'd have had to go on. Then I went home and I stole a car.
We stole and a
then
car I came, and then I came home.
And then 2 days later, my parents came home.
In the bottom of a swimming pool.
What happened before? I set up this really elaborate pump to show that my mum that I was asleep when she came in my room.
And my sister was in Dirty Dancing. What?
Great film.
That went so badly wrong, Barry, because I did not realise that was from Forrest Gump. Not Forrest Gump.
What?
Ferris Bueller.
Luckily, I covered Ferris it. Wheel. Ferris Bueller. I covered it by just going, oh no, hang on a minute, that was Ferris Bueller's Day.
You did very well. You had to interrupt your own story then and heckle yourself. you did a very good job.
I think it worked.
Oh, it worked brilliantly. Another one. Is this the frothy story of the week? People are purposely wetting themselves and filming it. It's a viral challenge, apparently. What is the world coming to?
Whoa.
People are wetting themselves. There's pictures of them wetting themselves. It's just one man's just posted a picture of himself with a big pool on the floor. Look at this.
Hang on.
One video shows a man in jeans wetting himself before filming the puddle he proudly created on the floor.
Proudly.
It's like a dog.
Do you want to hear a bit more about it?
Yes
please.
TikTok.
Yes.
TikTok users...
Says Barry, taking a massive swig of water.
TikTok users are taking part...
What's wrong with TikTok users? What is wrong with TikTok users?
TikTok users are taking part in a pee your pants challenge where they stand in front of a mirror and wet themselves.
A mirror?
Yeah.
Is it wrong that I find it quite funny? It's so simple, it's quite funny.
Yeah,
it's so simple. I know. If only we'd thought of it. Hang on a minute. Hang on a minute. I've got an idea of how we can take it up a notch.
Oh, no. You mean down.
Eh? Come on, we could start off the shit your pants challenge.
No, Carriad.
Yeah.
Nah.
Huh?
Nah. We're not doing it.
Come on.
No way.
You go first. Watch this, buddy. You go first, Sean.
You do it in a bucket and then, and then throw it over someone's head.
Oh, and then...
And they say, pass it on for charity. Yeah.
TikTok users are taking part in a pee your pants challenge where they stand in front of a mirror and wet themselves.
Good grief.
In front of a mirror.
It's insane. In front of a mirror. It's so what are you doing?
I don't know why the mirror is relevant.
Yeah.
If you're going to...
I don't know. Yeah. It's not a challenge.
I tell you what, it is a challenge. Try and pee your pants now. It's not easy.
It is.
Go on then.
No.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not going to do it now.
Your way of I could do it. Into peeing my pants.
No, as you go, I could do it later if I wanted to do easy, but I'm
of
not going to.
Of course I could.
Have you ever wet yourself?
I could do it later.
Wet your pants. Wet your pants. Come on, Barry. Wet your pants.
Rod's wet himself.
When did you last wet yourself, Rod?
Last.
Last. In the car?
In the car, yeah.
Were you there, Sean?
Yeah.
No, I wasn't there, but I heard about it.
Where were you going?
Oh, I've done it loads of times coming back from gigs, and you get to my age, and you just can't do it, and you're driving along, and you just go because that's how it hits you when you get to my age, 51, in case anybody's wondering. But once I hit mid 40s, I'd be driving home from a gig, literally going singing along to a track in the music. You know, you've got the music pumping. It's
really
late
cool.
at night. You're
just
trying to stay awake. You've got your
really
arm
cool,
out. You've got really your
young.
Arm on the windowsill, or whatever you call it.
So Partridge. Yeah,
like windowsill. You're
so
in the
Partridge.
Front seat.
Yeah, a bit of guitar rock.
Yeah. Is my only joy.
It's really late, like midnight.
Yeah, you got cuddly toy.
Yeah. Eating a Mars bar.
Look, you're driving along, the music's pumping, you're trying to stay awake, it's late at night, it's 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, you're driving home from a gig.
Baby, would I lie to you?
Oh, yeah. And then literally, this is what happens to me now. I literally go, would I lie? Oh, I think I need the toilet. Psh, oh, God, it's all over. The gap between me thinking I think I need the toilet and the passenger footwell being drenched and on my trousers is, I'd say, anywhere between 1 and 3 seconds.
Is that why we bought a leather seat?
That is why I've always had leather seats for
That's
the last 10, 15 years.
Easy wipe.
Better than having...
Yeah, it's to save me and having to de-rig the car and wring out the fabric seats.
As if. Leave the car overnight with the window open.
TikTok users are taking part in a pee your pants. This is... If you remember, we're on Froth of the Week. Looking for the frothiest story. The first video appeared on TikTok when Liam Weyer filmed himself saying, pee your pants challenge, before appearing to wet himself.
That could have gone horribly wrong.
Pee your pants challenge. Pee your pants challenge, he says, before appearing to wet himself, as a grey patch appears on his shorts. And there's a disturbing sound.
His shorts? Hang on, so he's got bare legs?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He's the first one. They've refined the concept since then.
Right.
People are doing it in trousers, skirts, all sorts now.
Got to have rules.
It says, before appearing to wet himself, as a grey patch appears on his shorts and there's a disturbing sound of liquid hitting the floor. It's probably the wee. Liam said he was surprised the trend has caught on. Come on, let's raise the tone. Your third story is, chef says the way to make the best mashed potatoes is to use the skins.
What?
Rob Nixon, who is hailed as Australia's Gordon Ramsay, has a slightly different tip for creating mash, which is creamy, smooth and packed with flavour. Uses the potato skins. Yes, that's right. This is not a story. However much you say yes, that's right. In a video shared to his TikTok channel, Rob explained in order to make the best potatoes... I tell you what, I'm not on TikTok. We've been missing out, haven't we? You can flip from one video to the next. One minute you've got somebody making a mashed potato, the next is a child pissing their pants.
Yeah.
This goes on, this news story goes on literally to describe how he makes his potatoes.
It sounds more like a recipe than a news story. Yeah.
So those are the three frothy stories. TikTok users pissing their pants. You've got a chef with a mashed potato or a dog seeing himself on TV. Which one do you want?
As the most pointless.
The most frothy.
The potato one.
The froth of the week goes to the potato. Not for the first time. A few weeks ago we had a potato
winner
as well.
They're just quite dull, aren't they?
But it was never going to be the TikTok story.
No.
That's really interesting.
Right, that is all we've got time for.
Thanks for listening.
And thanks to special guest Barry Castagnola.
Thanks to Lloyd Langford and Liz for Marine Connection.
And if you want to find out more about Marine Connection's work, visit marineconnection.org and you can find them on social media.
Where you can also find us at The Froth Podcast, where you'll get extra froth content.
And if you like this rubbish, don't forget to like and subscribe and rate us at 5 stars.
Spread the word if you enjoyed it.
And tune in next week. This podcast was a Llanbobble Vision production, produced by Barry Castagnola at Russell Up Productions.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.